Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. A newly elected administration is spurring discussion on global tariffs and what that might mean for commodities in the U.S. Chris Galen, National Milk Producers Federation, Senior Vice President of Member Services and Governance.
There's areas where we're going to play both offense and defense. And obviously one of those is that tariffs, that if there are tariffs imposed on other countries, which it certainly looks like, those will be either new tariffs or extended tariffs. I mean, we've had tariffs still on China throughout the Biden administration. So that's not necessarily anything new. The amount of those may change. And then that could result in some retaliatory actions that could have impacts on our ability to export. So that is something where we're certainly going to be in consultation with the new administration, making the case for things that will help our farmers and doing things to mitigate anything that could potentially blow back against them.
Galen says that National Milk is currently engaged with current and expected incoming Trump administration advisors.
Every presidential campaign has advisors on different aspects of policy. Tax policy, healthcare, education, and agriculture is one of those too. And certainly there was farmers and ranchers for Trump, and people involved in that will have the president's ear, president-elect's ear, and then the president's ear once he actually comes back to the White House in January.
Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.